Lenny Gerber and Pearl Berlin have shared a passion for social justice and for each other for 47 years. Today, the indelible spark of their love and commitment inspires many others, particularly in the LGBT community, as they continue to fight for their right to marry in North Carolina. Lenny and Pearl, Living in the Overlap, is a new documentary co-directed by Mary Dalton and Cindy Hill, with original score by Evan Ritchie. It screened in the fall in Brendel Recital Hall on the Wake Forest University campus. Mary and Evan spoke with me about the film.
We have a dream that we will live to see all gay and lesbian marriages recognized in all 50 states and treated exactly the same as straight marriage.
I am glad to be part of this circle of your 25th anniversary, and I want to be here very much for your 50th.
The real inspiration came from the story and actually the title, Living in the Overlap. And as Pearl, I believe, describes it so beautifully in the movie, talking about her and Lenny as two beautiful, very comfortable, and actually, as you get to know them, very powerful individuals. And this is demonstrated in the way she describes it as two circles, two healthy individual circles. And their relationship is the overlap of those circles. And that's where their relationship exists, right in there in that center. And they've devoted their lives to making that a significant part of who they are, even being a part of the minority group that they are part of for 46 years is absolutely beautiful. So the word overlap, that in itself inspired the lyrics to the song. That concept in itself just made it so easy. I don't think that I've written a song that quickly and that effortlessly. Somehow that one just kind of spilled out.
Yeah. As a heterosexual woman, Mary, why did this particular story about a gay couple grab you? I mean, really appeal to you at this level?
You know, I think that there are good relationships and there are bad relationships, and most relationships are probably somewhere in between. And I don't think that the sex of the partners has anything to do with that. The fact that Lenny and Pearl sort of, in my eyes, set the gold standard for good relationships made me think about their story in terms of, gee, they have a relationship like I would like to have. You know, it doesn't matter that I'm a straight woman. Yeah, I can certainly still respond
really
to their love story and find it really inspiring.
What a blessing this is. Oh, what a wonderful life you have.
Lenny and I are both dependent and independent upon one another at one and the same time. And that is why we have been able to enjoy our lives together for 46 years.
My co-director Cindy Hill and I talk a lot about this. I mean, you're wondering, are people going to respond to this film the way we do? Are they going to love Lenny and Pearl like we do? And I guess my greatest hope is that people in the LGBT community will find the film affirming, that people who just love a good love story will find it inspiring, and that maybe people who haven't thought too much or are a little ambivalent about this issue will see the film and think that Lenny and Pearl are absolutely meant to be together.
As I lay you down to sleep, I trust and love our souls to keep. And if the stars.
Professor of Communication, Film Studies, and Women's and Gender Studies at Wake Forest University and Triad Arts Weekend behind-the-scenes contributor, Mary Dalton. We also heard from Ovation Sound composer and audio engineer Evan Ritchie. You'll find links to Lenny and Pearl, Living in the Overlap, at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.